the COVID-19 Business Toolkit, brought to you by Staffordshire Chambers of Commerce and Crossrhythm City Radio.
Now with me is Suzanne Quinn. She is the project manager for Stoke-on-Trent and Staffordshire Skills Hub. The Skills Hub is a central location that represents 45 providers who offer over 1,700 training courses throughout Staffordshire. Can you explain a little bit more about that? Who are some of those providers, and what's the procurement process for people who want to be a part of that?
So some of these are your smaller organisations where they're independent, one person delivering wellbeing or mental health training, to some of the larger organisations. We've tried to promote more local, so the smaller local organisations. We have variants from different industries as well, so from manufacturing, or they specialise in care industry or administration. So the idea is as an employer, you can type in to our website you're looking for some training in Excel, for example, or care, and then it would bring up the list of the different providers that offer that training. And that could be through an apprenticeship, it could be through a long course, or it could just be a short course. So it depends on what you'll need.
Say an employer is interested in getting training courses and they talk to you about it. How does that process then work? How do you identify what they need?
So we, our advisors go out and they'll spend time with the employer to talk through their structure, to talk through what training they've done previously. We try and identify and help identify gaps and areas of vulnerability. So where you've only got one person who can do one job and they are solely reliant on that. So it's looking at how you can spread that area of vulnerability. And given the situation that we are in at the moment where people are working from home or working more independently, it's probably more crucial now to let people be able to share responsibility. So you've got more than one person within your company to be flexibility or to offer flexibility.
What about businesses who don't use the kind of traditional training courses? They want something unique or bespoke for them.
So a lot of the courses that we offer are through your funded programs or through the apprenticeship scheme and levels. But yes, there's a lot of training. So if you have purchased a new piece of machinery, or if you have software that you're paying licenses for, but you haven't necessarily utilized to the best of its ability, really, then we can offer funding or a grant to help cover that cost, because that sort of training is delivered by independent people, really, or people who run the machinery and make the machinery, so the prices are their own and it's less competitive. And that can be anything up to £5,000 as a maximum. So that's a large chunk of money that can help towards train a lot of your staff. We can also put together packages with lots of different companies. So if you've only got small courses that you want, but for three or four different members of your staff, then we can bundle that together as a bespoke package and then put that through into the grant.
Now, in the current COVID-19 crisis, I imagine a lot of this has changed because people's operations are very different at the moment. What kind of support do you currently offer? I'm guessing a lot of it is online training at the moment.
Yes, so we already had some organisations who delivered online training. So that is something that was already in existence, but there are other providers who are now adapting and changing the way that they work to help deliver some webinars. Naturally, there is a lot of the training that has been covered previously has had to be postponed because it's more hands-on within an engineering or a manufacturing environment. So the social distancing, etc., wouldn't really comply if they were to go ahead with it. So we have had to change and adapt, but we are an advisory service as well, where we can help talk to employers and work with their staffing concerns, staffing needs, and areas of vulnerability where it comes to skill set. One of the areas highlighted through the COVID-19 is a lot of people have had to change the way that they're working. So there's a lot of training taking place for new different ways of working, software, working from home, working on Teams, Zoom. There's lots of different facilities that we can use. Now, a lot of it we probably self-taught and we use the basics, but if you were to undertake some proper training to use these facilities as best as you can, then actually some of these methods of working you would be able to continue to use once we get all the out of the lockdown. And that would actually improve the way that your businesses work sometimes and have a better impact on environment issues. So, for example, you don't have five or six people traveling half an hour, to all meet up for an hour meeting, where it can actually be done online and has been proven over the last couple of weeks to be very successful in doing that. So I think there are some positives and some training that could take place while people are at home and working at home, and maybe have more flexibility to invest in time in training because their day job has been reduced due to the current climate.
If businesses want to contact you, what's the best way to do so?
So we have an email address, which is theskillshub@staffordshirechambers.co.uk. Or if they wanted to call us, then they can call us through the Staffordshire Chambers number, 01782 202 222.
The COVID-19 Business Toolkit, brought to you by Staffordshire Chambers of Commerce and Cross Rhythms City Radio.